The word of the year is... This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Unfriend. That word from the world of social media is the new Oxford American Dictionary's word of the year for 2009. Ammon Shea, consulting editor with Oxford University Press. Definition, please.
Basically, the definition of unfriend is that it is a verb, and it means to remove someone as a friend on a social networking site such as Facebook.
Can you use it in a sentence, please?
Sure. I decided to unfriend my roommate on Facebook after we had a fight.
Why is this the word of the year?
The words of the year, they're words that help, for which we're kind of captivated by them. They exhibit change in the language. They show some sort of popularity. They've been embraced by people. Sometimes a word will just take off. And unfriend is a great example of that. It just took us a word that, you know, it struck a lot of people and it started being used.
To what extent is technology a source of a lot of the new words that enter our language?
Oh, it's tremendously important. I mean, I think we see a really great number of new recent and new additions to the language do come from technology. I mean, if you look at some of the finalists we have in the word of the year, the words like hashtag, which is a sign that's added to a word or a phrase, and it allows Twitter users to search for specific items and things. Netbook, which is a small laptop computer that's becoming increasingly popular. Paywall, which is a means of blocking access to part of a website, which is only available to paying subscribers, such as the Wall Street Journal has.
I noticed there are a couple of more technology-related words that were considered for Word of the Year, and among them is one I actually haven't heard, but it's delightful. It's intexticated.
Yes, intexticated, which is driving, distracted while driving because you're texting on a cell phone.
You're also pointing out some interesting word clusters, as you call them, for this past year. One of them is sort of all things Obama, Obamanomics, Obamarama, that kind of thing. But the other is Twitter-related. Twitter seems to be a pretty big source for new words. And the words you're pointing out for the Twitter word cluster, tweeps, tweet up, twit, Twitterati, Twitterature, Twitter sphere, retweet, twibe, sweeple, tweepish, tweetaholic, Twitter mob, and Twitteria. I got to say, I loathe every one of them.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you're probably in good company there. You know, I think it's not an unusual thing at all to have either a certain adverse reaction to some of these words. I'm neither faulting you nor commending you on this at all. I'm sure, again, there are plenty of people who dislike most of these words. It's always difficult to tell what words are going to gain, I think, you know, kind of gain a foothold, and which ones are going to lose that kind of feeling of being a silly made-up word, you know.
That's Ammon Shea with the new Oxford American Dictionary. Non-tech words that were also in the running for 2009 Word of the Year, birther, death panel, and tramp stamp. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.